Kick off your shoes and unbuckle your drawers. It's time for Cliff and Kendall.
Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh my God.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, Kendall.
It's my birthday.
Kendall, how do you feel being 30? Eight. Is it great?
Oh, Cliff, it's no greater than the past 7 years we've been talking about birthdays on the show. I do not get finer like an old wine. I just get fatter and more wrinkly.
And more wrinkled and whinier.
And whinier. I'm a big old wino. I'm off the sauce, but I'm just as whiny.
But he's still a wino.
No, we're talking about cars. That's the real thing we're talking about. It's cars.
Cars.
Car talk with Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, don't you wish? Oh, the car talk guys, weren't they the best?
I wish that we had the same success.
I remember back when we started our show, just everybody, nobody could talk about anything but car talk. And the car talk guys, and now one of them is in the big garage in the sky. Don't do the show anymore, and all that's left is us and a burning earth.
You know, maybe we should start like Rye Talk.
Rye Talk. That's, I think that would have to be Mrs. Butter 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 Churns.
Well,
podcast.
I guess we'll just stick to the good old sass we're used to.
The good old whatever this is. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on old ye old Rye 99 back in Busheltown, USA.
When you're living out on the road on a Rye tour, Cliff, you learn a lot of things.
Here I am up on the stage again. Here I am. Ooh, ooh. You know, remember that Bob Seger song? Turn the page.
I feel like we're playing songs you should know, and I've lost that round.
Now, Kendall, this is a show about cars, as you said
it
before.
Is.
So I want you to tell me about all of the cars you have owned over the years.
Oh, well, okay.
I
was waiting for you to say, give me a good fact about a car, and I was ready to go, and you caught me off guard.
Well,
I had a Chevy Blazer. That was my first car. It was handed down to me from my mother. Then I had a tan Ford Explorer.
Oh, right. I forgot that you had that. I remember now. I rode in that.
You did. We've been friends for so long. You were with me since my second car. And then I got a Honda Element. And that was the box that I used to drive, and now I'm in a Subaru.
Subaru-boo.
What about you, Cliff?
Subaru? I hardly even know her.
I hardly ever knew her.
Whoa, we're stretching
Nubaru.
The limits of that joke. Kendall.
It was a big stretch, yes.
Subaru. Now, the box that you had, I loved when you had the box car.
The toaster.
It was so noticeable. You always knew exactly where you were.
I know.
And anytime for a good decade that I saw one of those cars on the road, I thought, oh, that's like Kendall's car.
Well, you know, it was very noticeable. Now people only notice me for my fatness, but it used to be for the car too. Everybody be like, look at that box going down the street.
I know. Now they see, you know, their own little cup of water rippling. They're like, oh, Kendall's coming.
But that car is scraping the ground over there. That's Subaru.
Why is it sparking against the asphalt?
Must be a fat guy. Cliff, did you know And now I'd never had this.
Oh.
The first windshield wipers were hand operated. Could you imagine?
Sometimes I have to reach out there and operate mine. They're so...
Yours are still hand operated.
I know. I had the cars. Did you ask me about the cars that I have owned?
I did, and you promptly ignored me.
I think then you changed the subject. So.
Oh, I think if you'll listen back, you'll see differently.
Oh, boys, please don't have this big fight here in the seatbelt factory.
We were just throwing sass left and right. Good old normal sass.
Throwing sass.
Oh, boys, no.
Dear, please, we're in a very public place. Let's have some medium of decorum.
Oh, yes. You know, here, everyone here at the Wool Seatbelt Factory in the Falkland Islands, they have a very specific way of doing things, and it's not quite so sassy as YouTube, boys. So,
nobody's that sassy. Oh. But we will try to keep it calm.
We'll keep
it calm. You know how much we love and respect you, so we will we will do it for you.
Oh, thank you, boys.
Well, that's a very wonderful sentiment, dear.
Dear Sugarlump, have you brought those seatbelt diagrams that you've been doodling?
You know I have, Daffodil. Look, they're right over here. Look at the intricacy of the lace-like doily pattern here on the seatbelt.
Why do you have those? What is that?
Dear, you see, I have a new design for a wonderful seatbelt pattern that I'm going to show them here at the Wool Factory. Well, you know, everybody loves all the ideas you have, Mrs. Potterbutt Buttershine. I know they're going to love this one, too.
Oh, of course. Sugarlump, you're such a gifted seatbelt designer. I always suspected as much.
Well, yeah, I do dabble, you know.
I love it. You know, that's what keeps us all interested, is dabbling in our various hobbies and interests and stuff like that. That's what keeps every day new and exciting.
Dear, well, that does sound lovely. I wish I would have made a pie for this occasion.
Oh, dear, I wish you had also made a pie, although I don't know if my new bowel medicine would let me eat it or not. You know, it's been... I've got a new prescription, boys.
Oh, my goodness, dear. Is that the head designer, dear? We must go talk to him quickly before he runs away.
Yes. Excuse me, Mr. Designer.
Please, if I could just have a moment of your time, sir.
You know, I've never seen seatbelts being manufactured before, and it really is a fascinating process. And I'm so happy that they let us just set up the booth here on the manufacturing factory floor.
I know, you'd think after all they've heard, they would stop letting us set up our booth anywhere. But I had actually seen how seatbelts were made on that show How It's Made that I watched all the time years ago.
Well,
but seeing it in person is a whole different ball game, Cliff.
I have a car tip for you, Kendall. Here it is. Are you ready?
Tip it up, Cliff. Tip it up. Yeah.
I hope that you are sitting down, and as I look across the booth, I see that you are, but I hope that you are emotionally sitting down, because this, this factoid that I'm about to spring on you, a car spends almost 95% of its lifetime parked.
Oh, holy shit.
Can you believe that's like we spend...
I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't ready.
That's like we spend 95% of our lifetimes eating.
Yeah.
And the other 5% shitting. Kendall, but can you believe that? Doesn't that just make you think all differently about your car and why we spend $20 bajillion on it when it's 95% of the time we have it is just sitting there doing jack shit?
It does, and you know, mine's just parked back in Busheltown, just collecting dust.
Oh my god, mine's collecting dust. I hope it's even still there. I need Terry the temp. She hasn't texted me any pics of it lately.
Uh oh, it's gone.
Uh oh.
Cliff, did you know that it takes half an ounce of gas to start a car? That's where all the gas is going.
Just to start it? Well,
start it.
I regret all the times that I just stopped and started just for fun, just to kill time. I thought it was like flipping a coin.
Well, you know, it does make sense. I remember when my dad was like, I'm not turning the car off. I've started again. That's why I didn't want to do it. Didn't want to waste the gas.
Huh, interesting, Dad.
Kendall, the first self-propelled vehicle. Do you know when it was made?
Well, Fred Flintstone was around about 60 million years ago, wasn't it?
Very close. It was made in 1769. It was, I guess it was called a Cugno Fardier.
I had a case of that last week.
It was a steam-powered tricycle. Don't you wish that we could go back to a time when all you needed was a damn steam-powered tricycle?
Yeah, it's like I just got to pull over and get some water. I'm all out of steam.
What is it with we think? Oh, we have to drive here, there, and everywhere. We got to go far and far. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there. Stay where you are.
We've been around the world, and we can safely say, stay home. There's nothing to see.
We can safely say there's nothing to see here. Cliff, I know that you have perfect pitch.
Yes,
our listeners know it well.
Right.
They hear you whenever you're singing. And I'm sure that you would know.
I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch.
Oh, I started something.
I'll sing you a song or two.
We know you will.
I've been blessed with the gift of perfect pitch, and I will share it with you. No rehearsal on that.
Oh, and we're so glad that you do share it with
us. Oh, sorry, sorry,
I'm
Kendall,
sure
sorry.
Because of your perfect...
Somebody over here in the factory, they're mouthing, are you Josh Groban? No, I'm just Cliff of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast. They thought the pitch coming out, they thought, is Groban here?
The pitch of this booth, because of our fatness, is what they were thinking
there's
about.
There's a pitch. There's a bitch in the booth, I'll tell you that much.
Well, Cliff, speaking of pitch, I've been trying to get to this note for about 20 minutes. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Car horns beat in the key of F.
F. You want an F? Here it is.
That's it. I knew
That's
you
it.
Would love it. I knew you'd love that note.
Kendall, I want you to tell me, what is the world's best-selling car?
The best-selling car.
The best-selling car.
I'm going to say either a Honda Accord or a Toyota, Corolla.
Oh, you bitch. You're looking over at my notes.
I was
the
not.
The world's... Can you see it reflected in the glass of the booth today because of something behind?
But I can't see anything reflecting past your fat. What did I get it?
Kendall, the Toyota Corolla.
The Corolla.
The world's best-selling car. The Corolla is sold in over 150 countries, and the company sells one Corolla every 15 seconds. So it's sold countless already since the show has begun.
They sell a Corolla. They are selling a Corolla every time I eat a candy bar.
I have one more big fact that I really got to drop. It's a bomb.
All right. Drop it.
It's a bomb. Kendall, new car smell. Do you love it?
I do love it.
I could just sit and smell a new car. Oh, my God. I'm getting aroused just thinking of
well,
it.
Well, all I have to do is turn over here and smell what Charles was doing, and then my arousal is gone.
We have old booth smell in here. But new car smell is actually the smell of various volatile organic compounds that are used to manufacture the car. The smell is intoxicating, and the manufacturers are adopting measures and techniques to get rid of it.
Well, they're going to have to pump in some artificial new car smell.
I say this to you, car manufacturers, over my dead body. I want that new car smell.
Cliff, if you get that new car smell, it will be over your dead body because it's toxic.
Toxic, I'm slipping under. Maybe that's what that Britney Spears song was always about.
Oh, it's about new cars. Cliff, I have seen this fact from the writers, and it floored me. I am flabbergasted about this, and I have to share it with you. I cannot wait any longer. I should have started with it.
Is it about how much garbage is in the floorboard of my car back in Bushelltown?
No, that is not even nearly surprising one bit. No, I'm surprised, Cliff, that a modern Formula One, race car, did you know that it can drive upside down in a tunnel at 120 miles per hour, just like in that Men in Black movie.
But why would they want to? Why can it? How can it go upside down?
Well,
I don't believe it.
I'm glad you asked, because I've got the answer. It produces about 3.5 G's while cornering, you know, and so they've got enough aerodynamic downforce to drive upside down in a tunnel. So once they, you know, curve up the wall and get up to the top, it can stay there while it's flying down or up the tunnel, I guess.
Oh, Kendall, you just strap yourself in and feel the G's.
That's what I tell the listeners.
That's what I tell them every week. Listen.
Strap yourself in and feel the G's.
Now, Kendall, even though I told you the first self-propelled vehicle was the something Fartier back in the 1700s.
Were you lying to
me? No, that was the first self-propelled vehicle. It was a steam-powered tricycle, and I long for the days of the steam-powered tricycle. But Leonardo da Vinci,
DiCaprio.
He invented what? I wish. Oh, I wish this was all about Leonardo DiCaprio. Kendall, put that on the list. Tribute to Leonardo DiCaprio episode. Kendall, Leonardo da Vinci, he invented the first car in 1478 on paper.
Did they have paper in that year?
Of course they had paper. What do you think he was doing all his sketches of the naked men on?
That is crazy, though. That is crazy.
He just sketched out a car. It looked a lot like the Ford Fairlane.
But he didn't know how to put it into use.
He didn't know. He's like, I don't know what these tail lights are for, but here you go.
Here you go.
Leo.
Well, you know, Cliff, I did have this one other fact that also floored me. I'm so floored by the facts this week. Did you know? How long do you think it would take if you were driving in a car to get from the Earth to the moon? Just take a wild guess.
Well, Kendall, I watched that HBO miniseries, which was all about going in a car and how long it was from the Earth to the moon, produced by Tom Hanks.
I think you watched the wrong thing, but yes.
And it was, how fast did you say you were going?
60 miles an hour, to be exact.
60 miles per hour. Kendall, it's surprisingly short. It takes about 4 hours.
No, Cliff, you would just be stopping for a rest stop. It takes about, I lost my note here. It takes less than a month, which I thought was a really fast trip. And you were like, 4 hours.
A month?
Yeah,
the moon is really far away, Cliff.
Oh,
the moon is not, it's not that far away.
It took four days in a spaceship with a rocket on the back of it to get to the moon.
That was in the 60s. They were hopped up on LSD.
Oh, I feel like we could have gotten to the moon in the time this show has been on already.
The moon? Well, Kendall, they've sold countless Toyota Corollas since the show started.
We're going to start timing our show. It's like we're at the 20 Toyota Corolla mark.
Right. Yeah. How long is it? Oh, about 40 Corollas.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm so sorry. Just a barge in there. You know, this is terrible etiquette on my part.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to hold her back, boys, but she's so excited.
Dear, I just couldn't wait.
Look,
they are so excited about my new plan, so they want to put it into production immediately. Oh.
Oh, yes. I heard the engineer. He yelled, "Stop the presses." The presses, of course, being the irons that flatten out all of the wool and seat belts.
Oh, my God. Well, that is amazing. You should bake a pie in
Kendall. Oh, my God. Let's not worry about the pie. Let's go. I'm sure somewhere here there's, you know, a snack machine or something.
Where's Crock-Pot when we need her?
Where is Crock-Pot? Where did she go? Where did we leave her?
Dear, she took Funky and Opie over to the Museum of Seatbelt History, dear. They're looking through it and they're seeing such wonderful things.
Oh, yes. They've been texting me a lot of funny photos. Of course, I can't figure out how to open them on my telephone. But once I do, I know. Oh, I will smile.
Well,
that does sound like a lot of fun.
Remind me at the break. I'll show you how to open those, Mr. Snodbottom.
Thank you, boy.
Oh, my gosh, sorry.
Oh.
My goodness, they're going to kick us out of this bag. And after they've accepted my plan.
Oh, I hope the machines are too loud for them to hear you, boy. Your breach in etiquette is giving me a bowel attack.
Dear, quickly, we must get over there, dear. Let's get in the bathroom before they hear anything.
Maybe I should take some of that, more of that new prescription, dear.
Yes, dear, right away. Quickly, dear, I'll get it out of my purse.
Kendall, would just sweep that over there to your side of the
room. Well, I've got a pile of it already. Why not? Oh, Cliff.
Kendall, I want to ask you something really quick
before you say
whatever that was.
Whatever. It didn't matter.
How in the damn hell are we supposed to afford all of these streaming services that are coming out?
Oh my God, I know.
Every day, it's a new one. I mean, they expect me to have Disney Plus, even though there's not going to be any R-rated movies on there. But I feel as though I have to have it, because there are going to be other things. And then they have this HBO Max. Have you heard of this that's coming?
No, what is HBO Max?
HBO Max, now the only good thing is, it's another thing other than HBO Go. It's a whole streaming service, but you get it for free if you subscribe to HBO.
Oh, I was going to say you have to subscribe to HBO and then pay for another stream.
Oh, I was apoplectic when I thought that. I thought, bitch, are you loca?
What?
Bitch, I'm loca.
Did you look or look?
Did you see me going through the same thing just then?
But if you don't have HBO, it's $15 a month.
Bitch, I'm loca.
$15. They better have some great movies on there for $15 a month.
Well, they have a lot of things coming on there, but and it's sort of weird things. It's like, or not weird, but a sort of eclectic mix, I guess. It's like they'll have all of these different, some of these like different shows, like The Big Bang Theory, or shows like that. And then they'll have all of the, but then, now they will have some things that we might want to watch. So we're gonna have all of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons, like the Flintstones and all of that. Scooby-Doo and everything, like the whole thing. And then they're going to have all of the old Looney Tunes, Warner Brothers, who we just were for Halloween. If we had HBO Max already, we could have researched all of the whole goddamn back catalog.
Well, damn.
I say.
Well, you know, I'm glad we're getting it for free with the HBO subscription, because $15 a month is more than my pie budget.
Oh, I'm not paying $15. Listen, they better have 5 new Jake Gyllenhaal movies a month, if it's that much. Oh, but then also, you're going to have to just log me into this Apple TV or whatever. I can't afford that.
Oh my God, I know. What? I'm in the exact same boat with you, Cliff. I keep seeing all these streaming services and I'm like, well, I'm not going to get that. And then I'll see a preview or something. And I'm like, well, shit, I got to get that. Well, how am I going to pay for all this?
We're going to
get a second job.
We're going to have to start another podcast where we sell like Mary Kay products.
Oh, maybe we could start an Etsy shop and sell like episodes of the show. Well, shit. No, we need to sell something somebody would buy.
We could burden the show onto a discs and sell it on Etsy.
Yeah, or we can like maybe sell like a subscription to not listen to our show and people would pay for that.
Well, we could offer it as like a gag gift. Like, who do you hate? Send them an episode of this show.
Ooh, see, now you're thinking, Cliff. Now you're thinking.
You want to really get them? But, oh, but this Apple TV or whatever, they're supposed to have like new Charlie Brown and Peanuts things.
Oh, they have all kind of new stuff coming out that just, the world is exploding with content, Cliff.
Oh, Kendra, we're going to have to get, maybe Crockpot will subscribe and we can just get her logins. Or maybe is your password to everything still CheddarCheese69?
No.
That means yes!
Cliff, don't say things like that on the air. Everybody will be logging on before you know it.
They don't know that your email is Kindle.
Anyway, Cliff, are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me, 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 me?
Talking to me.
Kindle, I have one question for you.
What's that?
Are you talking to me, 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 me?
I didn't see that one coming.
Now, Kendall, in honor of your 38th birthday.
Oh, God, I almost had forgotten about it.
I pulled only from the writers. They sent a lot, but I only pulled quotes from Billy Crystal movies. Just for you.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. That's right.
Holy, holy. Well, let's see how bad I can do with something I really know something about.
Kendall, here we go.
Hit me with your best shot.
You rush a miracle, man. You get rotten miracles.
Oh, Cliff, was that the Princess Bride?
Oh, happy birthday. Yes, it was.
Happy birthday, you big old bitch. All right, well, mine don't have anything to do with Billy Crystal, just warning you.
Oh, it's all right.
Wendy, listen. Let me out of here and I'll forget the whole damn thing. It'll be just like nothing ever happened. Wendy, baby, I think you hurt my head real bad. I'm dizzy. I need a doctor.
I need a doctor. That was Apollo 13.
No, Cliff, so close. It was Shining.
The Shining.
Yes.
Shining.
What I call my bald spot.
People holding hands. Kendall, here you go. This is a Billy Crystal quote for you.
All right.
When I buy a new book, I read the last page first. That way, in case I die before I finish, I know how it ends.
Two pop into my head, and I'm scared to answer one, because then if I say, well, I thought it was the other one, you'd never believe me.
Nope.
But I'm going to go with Harry Met Sally.
It was When Harry Met Sally.
Thank God. See, I'm learning to go with my gut instinct, and it's a big old gut.
With a big gut like that, Kendall. Good God.
God?
What if Andy gets another dinosaur? A mean one. I just don't think I can take that kind of rejection.
Could that have been Citizen Kane?
Yes. No. No, it was not Citizen Kane. It was Toy Story.
Oh, Kendall, you're incorrigible. Kendall, one little murder and you're Jack the Ripper.
Murder and you're Jack the Ripper. Was that Throw Mama from the train?
Oh, it wasn't Catch Kendall when he flies off the train because Cliff threw him. It was Throw Mama from the train.
Cliff, that was a stretch, but we'll accept it.
Directed by Danny DeVito.
All right, I got another one for you. Here we go.
All right.
I think Mr. Jingles happened by accident. I think when we electrocuted Dale and it all went so badly, well, John can feel that, you know? And I think a part of whatever magic was inside of him just leapt through my tiny friend here.
Oh, let's see. Was it the Blue Kilometer?
Oh, yes! Also known in other countries as the Green Mile.
Oh, yeah, I went with the metric title. All right.
Well, that's what they call it here in the Falkland Islands.
Yeah, that's why. This was on TV last night. All right, Kendall, finally, for you, fine. I have one more. Billy Crystal, are you talking to me?
Okay.
Ooh, what is my goal here? To make you a happy, well-adjusted gangster?
Ooh, you got me with a tough one, didn't you? Anger management.
Kendall, he was not even in Anger Management.
Oh, what am I thinking of? Wait, what was the one he was in? Oh, shit. Well, okay, City Slickers? I don't know.
Oh, Kendall. Hey, what are you talking about? Are you talking to me? He was talking to Are You Talking to Me, Robert De Niro, in Analyze This.
Analyze This. That is exactly what I was thinking, and I called it Anger Management.
Of course.
Or you'll never believe me.
That's exactly what happened at the Oscars. She was thinking Moonlight, but she said La La Land.
It happens to the best of us, Cliff. It happens to the best of us.
You, Faye Dunaway, Steve Harvey.
All right, do you have time for one more?
I've got room for one more. There's always room for Jell-O.
All right, well, let me slap some Jell-O towards your direction. And I promise you I'll never desert you again, because we'll make another picture and another picture. You see, this is my life. It always will be. Nothing else. Just us and the cameras and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Was that, I don't know, something about Mary?
No, Cliff, it was Sunrise Avenue. Sunset Boulevard.
Twisting Boulevard. Love it.
The next line was, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. And Cliff, I'm ready for a break so I can go find that damn vending machine.
You know, I paraphrase Norma Desmond all the time when I say it wasn't me that got big. It was the pants that got small.
Cliff, I know. I've told you. You say that like every day.
Well, it's true because every day my pants don't fucking fit.
They get smaller and smaller.
Smaller and smaller. Like our ratings and self confidence. All right, Kendra, I've got to take a break.
All right, we'll be right back after this. Do you think they have any of those small pies in the vending machine?
I thought you said smallpox.
This has been a great show so far, and I'm told it only gets better. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Come and get 'em! Fruit Pie the Magician here at the Franklin School. What do kids like best about Hostess Fruit Pies?
I like the crust best. It holds thin, quite thin. I like fruit, and that menu's got a lot of fruit in there. I like cherry best. And apple. And
that says it all. Hostess Fruit Pies, Twinkies, Cakes, and Cupcakes. Fresh snacks with a snack in the middle.
Well, 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 look who's back. And just in time for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Welcome back.
Oh, for Kendall's a mighty big fellow. For Kendall's a mighty big fellow.
You have to remind
everybody. For Kendall's a mighty big fellow.
And that's something nobody's going to deny.
And he's also morbidly obese. Kendall, happy birthday.
It's true. Thank you, Cliff. The gift of perfect pitch is always my favorite gift.
38 years and counting.
Stop saying it. We don't have to make a big deal about the number.
But who cares?
That's what I mean. It's about what you feel inside. And inside, I'm 6.5. Oh, Cliff.
I feel as young as we did when we started this show, when Car Talk was all the rage.
I do feel that young, but I do feel that the show gets weirder and weirder and weirder every year. And I do know that that is one of my favorite things we do on the show is talk about weird things. And I do think that for my birthday, I would love for Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn and Mr. Snodbottom to come in here and suffer through some weird things.
All right. Well, you better call them in. Then they look like they're over there at the water fountain trying to clean a spot off Mr. Snowbottom's pants.
I did warn them.
Oh, okay.
I warned them. Hey, guys, can you come over here? We want to do some weird stuff.
Cleaning a spot off of my pants, boy. Can it wait a few hours?
Oh, no. We got to go. We're on the air. You know, you're the producer. You know how things are.
All right, sugar lump. Are you able to come into the booth with these balls?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I'm just not sure I can put up with the weird news.
Well, I'm sure it won't be that weird. This is for Kendall's birthday, after all. He's 38.
We'll keep it pretty normal for my birthday. All right. I do want to start, though. I've got a great weird news story for you guys.
All right.
Hey, dear, just not too much, dear. You know, his bowels are already suffering. Okay, not too bad. All right, police are searching for a man who walked into a bank in Nebraska this week and tried to open a checking account with a fake $1 million bill.
Whoa.
The man eventually left with the bill, but without a new account, and police are reviewing the surveillance video to try to identify him. They said nobody's ever seen a $1 million bill, obviously. in this bank, and they were like, something's fishy about this, and they wouldn't let him open it. Now, who walks into a bank with $1 million bill?
Oh, I recall when my Uncle Pepperoni, he used to tell funny stories about a man with $1 million bill. I always would laugh and laugh because it seemed so outrageous at the time.
Dear, you know, our church used to put $1 million bill down on the ground, dear, and you'd pick it up, and then it would give you information about the Lord, dear, on the other side. Oh, it really got a lot of people into the church.
Oh, it saved quite a many souls, dear.
Oh, that is weird.
That is weird. The whole thing is weird. Kendall, speaking of, I've got a weird news item for us as well.
All right.
Kendall, in Australia, the doctors, they said they removed a marijuana-filled balloon from inside the nose of a man who'd inserted the object into his nostril 18 years earlier.
What? Oh, 18 years? My goodness.
The doctors at Westmead Hospital in Sydney wrote that the patient, who was a former prison inmate, recalled that he just thought one day, hey, didn't my girlfriend smuggle a balloon filled with cannabis to me 18 years ago? And he'd inserted it right up the old nose hole to avoid detection. But...
and then just forgot about it.
He accidentally pushed the package so deep into his nostril, he mistakenly believed that he had swallowed it. But nope. It was there. And had been there for years of sinus infections, nasal obstructions, and related headaches that led him to seek medical attention.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my.
Oh my. What a crazy thing.
That's why, that's why Mrs. Butterchurn, she's always telling the children, don't go stuffing anything up your nose.
Yes, dear, I always say you should never put anything in your nose that's smaller than your elbow, dear. It's too dangerous.
Oh, very, very prudent, dear.
All right, well, I agree.
I couldn't agree more. I'm going to keep everything out of my nostril. I do have another crazy, crazy weird news story for you guys.
Oh.
Police say that a funeral in eastern Germany ended on an involuntary drug high when mourners were accidentally served cake with what else but that marijuana from that balloon in it.
Oh, maybe it was the same from the balloon.
Yeah, they found it and they were like, let's make a cake with this. The police said after the burial, the funeral party went into a restaurant for coffee and cake. It's customary in Germany for that to happen. And it's customary for us to do that after everything. And after eating the cake, 13 people experienced nausea and dizziness and needed medical treatment. And the investigation revealed that the restaurant employee in charge of the cakes had asked her 18-year-old daughter to bake them. However, her mother accidentally took the wrong cake from the freezer to the funeral. What a silly accident.
What a funny accident.
Oh, there's nothing funny about accidentally doping mourners, boys.
No, they're already at a terrible time in their life to be dealing with such stress.
Oh, my. I'm going to pray for all of those poor drug-infected mourners.
Oh, you just took the words right out of my mouth, dear. I'm going to say a little prayer for them as well.
All right, well, you guys pray silently. I've got a weird news item over here. Here we go, Kendall, right, and Mrs. Potter Butterchurn, yes, and Mr. Snodbottom. A Connecticut Connecticut family was surprised when they received what but a jury duty summons in the mail for who? Their 10-year-old son.
What?
That's basically all of that one, and then they called an 800 number and got it all cleared up. But what could you imagine?
That weird?
Oh my, I don't know what I would do if Fonky was selected for jury duty.
Oh dear, well, we would promptly call that 1-800 number and get it settled.
Oh, what a good plan, dear.
Alright, well, do you have any other ones, Kendall, or?
I'm all maxed out, Cliff. This has been fun.
Well, I have one more.
Okay.
It says, in Virginia, researchers have trained rats to drive tiny cars, and they learned that the activity was a means of stress relief for the rodents. Can you believe it?
Stress relief.
Oh, that's so nice to hear about rodents finally being able to relax. They always appear so jittery.
Well, they think they're until they see those gas prices, am I right? Oh my God, I cracked myself up.
All right, Kendall, it's all the time we have for Do You Want to Hear Anything Weird?
Oh, thank goodness, dear. I've got to get those other designs back to Mr. Crawford by 12.
Oh, yes.
By 4.
They're very, very excited about the designs that Mrs. Butterchurn has been slaving over. Oh, dear. Let's go show them.
Oh, yes, dear. Let's go. Dear, Mr. Crawford, dear, we have the designs. We know that you can't start the machinery until you get...
Oh.
Okay. That was so weird, Cliff. So weird.
That was weird.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Feel like George W. Bush. All right. Kendall, I have something else, though, to break.
What do you
to
have?
To our listeners. I know it's been a while. We had a very eventful Halloween season with many, many...
Cliff, don't play with me on my birthday.
Many, many Halloween episodes. But now... I want to remind everyone about my single that I've been...
How could we forget?
...releasing since July or so. And...
Since your birthday, I think.
Oh, but way before that. Kendall, we're up to today. I'm so proud on your birthday to reveal the J side of my single. We had the... A side, which was, of course, No Sun, had the B side, the C side, the D side, the E side, the G side that made you say OMG, the H side that made you say OMH, the I side that made you say ay, 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 and now
ay, ay, ay.
The J side that's going to say...
I can't believe you couldn't coordinate it being the K side,
Kendall,
for my birthday.
Shut the hell up for just a minute.
Okay.
We have a J side, and I don't want to give away. I want you to stay tuned through the J side because the story is not over just because of the J side, okay? But I've got a J side here. Now, I want to remind people, since it's been before Halloween, you know, I've had a lot of... I'm going to play just a short clip package of the single to remind the listeners. And they're going to love it. It probably will chart as sort of a Cliff mega mix, single mega mix, but we'll see if it takes over the clubs. But it's going to be very short, but just to remind you of some of the sides of the single. Here we go.
No, I don't want no sun. The sun is a big ball of gas up in the sky, hanging up with the clouds all hot and round, shining itself on me.
No,
I don't want all your time waiting for that package from the web that you ordered one day. There's always some reason that it's not here yet, and it's hard at the end of the day.
I want to wake up on that island that's covered with sheep and find I'm king of the hill like Hank Hill. Top of the
vegetables, man, I used to eat them. Nowadays I wouldn't know them if I seen them. In the drive-thru line, order everything, and I always want more. Eat.
No Oscars for Jake Gyllenhaal. Does the Academy really have the gall? No nom since 14 years ago, that's the Oscar George Clooney stole. Every night I pray to God and ask what Jake's gotta do to get an Oscar nod.
Oh yeah, people, they once were not anymore, they're dead and coming back to earth. And when the night falls, that's when they start to call. Oh, there are ghosts all around me, I think there is one under my seat. Yeah.
Facebook knows your name and your genital size. CIA has your fingerprints, the color of your hair, and your asshole and eyes.
And asshole.
pollution one, and the oceans, man, they're a mess. They're a mess, they're a mess, and the fish are stressed. Morning sun streaks across your room. I put my underwear on, and I look for my shoes. Yeah, I've gotta go, I got things to do. And truth be told, I wanna watch something on the tube. I'd rather watch Murder, She Wrote. I'd rather watch Murder, She Wrote. Oh. What happened to my Oreos? The ones I hid behind the stereo. My Pringles tube is gone, so I just gotta ask. Please, Kendall, don't eat. I just made a sandwich. Kendall, don't eat. I'm not sharing it. I made it just now, but I'm eating it later. See, it was very short. It just reminded you of the brilliance of the single that has come before. And now...
Oh, sorry, I dozed off over here, Cliff. All right.
Idiot. I want you to listen. This is the Jay side. You're going to say, Jay, I can't believe that this brilliant music was produced by Cliff and some of the guys down at the old recording studio down on the corner here in the Falkland Islands. And, you know, it deals with a lot of my same themes about, you know, sadness and reality. You know, my art is my voice and my songs. It's a raw bloodline to the listeners. So, you know, I think I have a lot to say. A lot. So, buckle up, listeners. This is the J side of my single.
Gonna be a bumpy ride.
Here we go. Count us down, Kendall, for the J side.
All right.
All right. All right.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Surprise. That was the wrong cassette. That was the same cassette from earlier when I was listening to the Give Me a Break theme song. And so now I've flipped it over. I've got the J side. I had a couple Give Me a Breaks on the one side of this tape. And then on the other, the J side. It's very emotional. It's deep. It goes there. All right. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Count us down.
3, 2, 1.
Count us down better than that. That wasn't very good.
Oh my God, I've already counted us down twice now.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, I guess I'll take that. And watch TV for hours, watching The Simpsons becoming a blimp, son. I eat till I am bursting, and then I watch Seinfeld until I can't see straight. Close talking boyfriend, George and the Jerk Store, and Kramer bursts in again. And Elaine still does her dance. Watch it every time I get the chance. If it makes me happy, it can't be that bad. If it makes me happy, why the hell am I so sad? Give me a break till my sides ache from laughing and laughing, laughing. I need a quart, a Ben and Jerry's. When I watched I Love Lucy, look closely and you'll see the empty tub in a bin. Gonna cry. As a matter of fact, so am I. If it makes me happy, it can't be that bad. If it makes me happy, why the hell am I so sad? If it makes me happy, can't be that bad. If it makes me happy, why the hell am I so sad?
Hello, Lucy. This is Ethel. Are you all right?
Eight straight hours of mama's family.
Now sit down and be pleasant, damn it.
Of Viola and Bubba, Naomi and Vin, and 47 Chips Ahoy. Then mama looks right at me, says, wake up and smell the coffee. If it makes me happy, it can't be that bad. If it makes me happy, why the hell am I so sad? If it makes me happy, can't be that bad. If it makes me happy, why the hell am I so sad?
Sleeping over a hot stove all day just so she will go down to the bigger jigger and drink your supper.
Oh, well, I'm really better than your Dairy Queen and Gooey Brothers.
Oh, well, Cliff, it was worth the wait for my birthday.
I know.
And the 12 countdowns that we did.
I know. You've been waiting 38 years for it. But Kendall, also, now here's where the part where I'm really mad at you and will never forgive you, because listeners may remember the last time I played a single side. Kendall's already, he's been hinting at it already. He's like, why can't I have a K sound? I'm Kendall, I'm with a K. And he sounds like Jay Leno kind of when he whines like that. And
oh, God. He's like, well, I'm a big whiner.
Hey, here's a headline for you. Kendall wants a K sound. And so I thought, you know what? It's Kendall's 38th birthday. You only turn 38 once. And I'm going to go back down to the recording studio, talk to the boys, you know, because the single sides are not planned. It's just when I'm there, hanging out, shooting the shit, you know, we start jamming, I start humming, and just the magic happens. But I thought, for Kendall, for the K-side, I will try. I'll go to the boys and say, hey, can we work up something?
I hope you didn't push it too hard.
Long story short, it was a huge debacle. I am no longer welcome at the recording studio. Oh, no is right. I thought, finally, you know, here's where my talent is matched with other people of equal talents. Finally, these people I met randomly at the recording studio. And I thought, this is going to be it. This is going to propel me. I'm going to be the new Susan Boyle and, you know, go from there. But I went in and I can't even go into it, but I suggested a case side. I said, it's Kendall's birthday. They said, who the hell is Kendall? And I said, I never mentioned Kendall before to you. And it's like, we're on a ride tour and this 12 years ago and, you know, this and that and the other. And they said, no, that never came up. But I said, well, listen, it's his birthday. He's my bro host. What can we do? And just, you know, it just creative differences. Whereas always before, it had just gelled beautifully. But this one didn't work out. So what I ended up doing was I went into the bathroom of Chili's. And on my phone, I recorded an a cappella number for you. And it is the K side, the K and final side of my K-single. It is suitable for all funerals, I think. I think it's a good funeral song. And I think it's especially for my funeral. So, Kendall, if you live longer than me, really, we're going to have to give this note to Mrs. Butter 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 Churn. So, when she plans our funerals. But this would be appropriate.
A joint funeral.
For my funeral. It is my a cappella version of Dolly Parton's a cappella song, I Am Ready. I am ready, oh my Kendall, when the Reaper knocks at my door, I'll be gone by morning. Don't weep for me, I'll be with my Lord. There's a Reba DVD on the table. Play it for me once more. Sexy shirtless angels singing me on through heaven's door. Hallelujah, God, I am ready. No more Fox News, hallelujah, yes. I am ready, I am ready, I am ready to go. Oh, Grim Reaper, take my soul now. Lead me through the heaven hole now. I am ready, I am ready, hallelujah, I am ready to go. Jake Gyllenhaal, whoa. I will miss you so, but I will be one of the heavenly angels singing you on through heaven's door. Singing Jake on through heaven's door, and I am ready.
Lady.
Oh my God, Cliff, that was so moving.
I know. I know.
There are no words to even...
Well, no, there were words. There was no music. But what I want is... I just want you to see that we needed... my God, my talent. The guys at the recording studio. Now I have to be the new solo Pentatonics or whatever. And just sing a cappella everything. I have to be Bobby McFerrin.
Well, Cliff, you know, you're going to give Pentatonics a run for their money.
I need a pentagram to worship the devil, sell my soul to further recording contract.
Ooh, Cliff, Halloween is over.
It's over. Halloween is over and I missed it. No, we didn't miss it. We had a wonderful Halloween. I hope you're having a wonderful birthday. You've heard some wonderful, beautiful songs. You saw even with the K-side there, the a cappella K-side, even through my grief and anguish over the just, you know, huge fight with the guys at the studio, just the art and beauty that flowed out of my face when I recorded that song.
You still managed to find greatness.
That's right. That's right.
Why, Cliff, don't be stupid.
Oh, I forgot we had this segment. Kendall, it's about time for...
I know. No, you did.
Some stupid question.
Oh, it is about time for some stupid question.
Wouldn't be a...
And boy, do I have some for you.
Stupid birthday without stupid questions.
Cliff... What is the most disgusting thing you have ever witnessed or heard happened at a restaurant?
At a restaurant? They used to talk about. I heard somebody say once, like, oh, in the salad bar there was a Band-Aid. So I guess that. That could be an urban legend. Could be an urban legend.
Okay, we're going to move on quickly from that one because that one's disgusting.
It could be a conspiracy theory.
Cliff, what is the best pair of shoes you have ever worn, and what made them so good?
I don't know. I've had a lot of great shoes to all the shoes I've worn shoes. Before. Because, you know, even as a big morbidly obese fat person, even when you can't stand the thought of, like, trying on clothes, you could still, like, look down at your shoes and be like, oh, I like these shoes. These are cute.
Yeah, that is true. All right, fine.
A lot of shoes.
Cliff, if you had to get rid of a holiday, which one would you get rid of?
Which holiday would I get rid of? Columbus Day?
Yeah, get rid of it.
Get rid of it. And then I'd get rid of Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, while you're at it, if you could make a holiday, what holiday would you make? And what traditions would you have?
Every year on August 16th, we stop and worship the Holy Mother of us all, Madonna. And we all sing Madonna carols, going from door to door, singing Vogue and Borderline and Ray of Light and Frozen and Music and... Give Me All Your Lovin' and all the hits from Rebel Heart, all the classics from Madam X. Bitch, are you loca? That's the
Well
only option.
Said, Cliff. Well said. What a wonderful holiday it will be.
If we could just take a holiday, some time to celebrate. Holiday. She's got her own goddamn holiday song called Holiday. There's already the carols there.
The carols are already there. Oh, well, Cliff, you really pulled it off this time with those stupid answers.
Really pulled that one off.
you did.
Kendall, I want you to know, this is maybe what you were thinking of with the Honda Accord. Is that what you said was the biggest car or whatever?
Yeah, that was my first guess, yes.
A lot of Corollas have been sold since you first said that. But
I know.
The Honda Accord is the most stolen car in the U.S.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a good reason it's not the number one sold.
Oh, shit is right. Now, listen to this. Carjacking in South Africa is very common. Hence,
BMW cars are fitted with flamethrowers on the side to avert the theft. I don't know if I believe that, but it is in our writer's notes.
Oh, I need to get me a flamethrower for the side of my car.
I need to get a flame broiler for some impossible whoppers. Kendall, I have one more car fact that I cannot not share with you. Are you ready?
Well, then share it. Let's go. Let's do it.
The world's first ever speeding ticket was received by Walter Arnold when he was driving at four times the allowed speed. Which the allowed speed was 2 miles per hour. And this happened...
Damn it, Walter, you really screwed up for the rest of us.
God will get you for that, Walter. Kendall, this happened on January 28th, 1896, in England. Oh.
Damn, I guess God already got it for it.
In the old England, UK.
Well, that is a wonderful note that you gave us, Cliff, and I've got one more for you before we sign this shit off.
All right.
The man who invented the cruise control.
Tom Cruise. He was blind.
He was blind. His name was Ralph Teeter, and he was inspired to invent cruise control by his lawyer, who was apparently a very poor driver.
Damn, that's ice cold.
Ice cold.
Kendall, I want to wish you a blessed 38th birthday, and
you don't have to add the year.
A blessed,
but thank you.
Next 38 years. Let's meet back here.
Oh, God,
when we're 76, we'll still be
let's
doing
hope
the
we're
show.
Not around then,
if Earth, and if man is still alive, and when
we've already held a funeral, it won't be.
See, that's why we don't have to worry. We've already had the funeral, but you know,
I would like to say, first of all, thank you. And also share a quote with you.
Oh.
From my birthday.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
If you say so.
It's what I think, you know, the listeners need to hear too. I would rather entertain and hope that people learn something than educate people and hope they were entertained. And that was said by Mr. Walter Elias Disney.
Oh, ouch.
Well, you know, we're helping people. We're entertaining them and helping them.
We're doing something, all right. Send this show to your enemies. You've got 600 episodes to choose from. Kendall, did
You'll
you realize
thank us later.
We've reached 600 episodes and nobody even said anything about it?
What? That doesn't even sound right.
Right around the time we reached 600 pounds.
That doesn't sound like us at all.
Well, I'm Cliff.
Well, and I'm Kendall. Thanks for joining me on my birthday, and we'll see you here next week.
Oh, and the next week and the next week for the next 38 years.
For listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.podbean.com.
All right, fine.